Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Bill Barr, the former attorney general, who, of course, has been incredibly critical of a lot of things that former President Trump has said, but he was on the firing line with Margaret Hoover. She actually asked him about the deep state. And this is not getting nearly the attention it deserves, but the former attorney general, who would know, would he not? He would know about the deep state if it exists. Well, this is what he said, cut 13.
Well, I think the people who attack the deep state, and I am critical of the deep state and believe it exists, but there's also some of the rhetoric and some of the positioning.
So how do you define it?
The way I would define the deep state is an increased willingness by more and more government civil servants to pursue political objectives rather than stand up for the values of the institution they're a part of. They are not neutral. They're not politically neutral. But on the other side of the ledger, okay, is that I think there's an exaggeration of its pervasiveness. It's bad.
Uh-huh.
It does pervert government. But I still think the vast majority of civil servants try to do an honest job and try to check their politics at the door. And I think that that President Bush's quote that you played is right on the money. The most important thing is leadership. Mm. When you provide clear guidance and goals, people will, the institution will deliver for you. You can move the institution. And I think people who come in to run the government and to try to govern, who treat government employees as pariahs, are not doing their job, right?
I don't know how you can say there's a deep state, but then justify all the great work of the people in government. See, Bill Barr has always been part of that deep state. And I was, remember, when he was Trump's attorney general, I was incredibly critical on him. And everybody should be. Just go back to Ruby Ridge, for example. Nobody should think that Bill Barr was a defender of civil liberties or anything else. I know that now it's like he's the adult in the room. But you remember how the media trashed this guy left and right when he worked for Trump? Well, a lot of people defended him because Trump named him attorney general. I was not one of those people. And I don't know how at a straight face you can turn around and you can say, yeah, there's a deep state, but most of the people in there are trying to do the right thing. Give me a freaking break. Senator Josh Hawley grilled Alejandro Mayorkas about the government disinformation board, the disinformation governance board, excuse me. And what he said here about they turned the Department of Homeland Security into a giant censorship machine. You want to talk about deep state stuff. The people that are in the deep state, whether you want to call it the federal Leviathan, the bureaucracy, whatever you want to call it, they are the ones who are running this government and running this country. It's not the politicians. It's not the elected officials. It's the bureaucrats that are there forever and ever and ever. And they know how to work the system. And then guys like Mayorkas get in there, and guys like Mayorkas and that Nina Jankowicz person, well, they love the idea of empowering their agencies, and they love the idea of empowering themselves and empowering the ability of government to control people's lives. Well, Josh Hawley was having none of it, and he did a really great job of saying to Alejandro Mayorkas that your priority of censoring Americans has got to stop. Cut 14.
I think my colleagues have established, given what we're seeing on the southern border, the massive increase in illegality there, that that's clearly not a priority for your agency. So let's talk about what appears to be, and that is spying on Americans and censoring their speech. You have turned your agency into a censorship machine. Now, you said earlier this year that you disbanded the Disinformation Governance Board, which I thought was totally unconstitutional, but that turns out to be at best misleading. That's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what you're doing. Your own quadrennial review, which was just reported in the press, says that disinformation is going to be the new focus at DHS. The quad review says that DHS plans to target, I'm quoting now, inaccurate information domestically on a wide array of subjects, including, quoting, the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, the efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines, racial justice, U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, and the nature of U.S. support from for Ukraine. This is what you're devoting your agency's resources to. So I guess my first question is an American citizen who criticizes COVID mandates now to be treated as a domestic terrorist?
Of course not, and I'd like to say three things since you have three inaccuracies in the question you posed to me. Number one, border security is a priority of ours. Number two, the department does not censor speech. And number three, we did not publish a quadrennial review.
Does it exist, the quadrennial review?
I believe it is being worked on.
Well, it's been published in the media. Will you make it public?
When it is final, it will be public.
Well, I know one thing, and that is that the border is not secure. And I know something else, and that is that the Department of Homeland Security was working with the tech companies to figure out what information they could take down. In fact, Facebook actually built a back door for the FBI to get in and start looking at information that they could then take down under the guise of misinformation. And actually, good for Josh Hawley for asking about that point and the Intercept article documenting that big tech is there, in fact, yes, to censor speech. Cut 15.
Mr. Chairman, without objection, I'd like to enter this article called The Truth Cops, published in The Intercept. Here's my question, then. If you're not censoring speech, and if you're not treating Americans as domestic terrorists, then why is it that you're pressuring big tech to treat American citizens as if they're threats to the homeland? Why are you pressuring them to censor speech? Let's take a look at some new documents that have come to light that show what your administration is doing, this administration is doing to censor speech. Let's take a look at this email from July 16th, 2021. It's over my shoulder here. Facebook emailing HHS saying, I know our teams met today to better understand the scope of what the White House expects from us on misinformation going forward. Are you familiar with that email?
No.
Let's try another one.
And if I should,
how about hold on? We'll get to that. But you're not familiar with this. All right. Let's try a different one. Here's one from July 20th, 2021. The White House emails Facebook saying, any way we can get this pulled down. 46 seconds later, Facebook responds, yep, we're on it. Are you familiar with that email?
No.
Okay. How about this one? July 23rd, 2021, Facebook employee writes to HHS, says, thank you for taking the time to meet today. Wanted to make sure you saw the steps we took just this past week to adjust policies and what we are removing with respect to misinformation. Are you familiar with that one?
Senator, we do not instruct.
Just yes or no.
No, because I'm the Secretary of DHS.
Well, I'm asking you that because it's funny you say that. A federal judge has just found as a finding of fact, Mr. Secretary, that your office, and I'm going to quote now, is supervising the nerve center of federally directed censorship. It's a federal judge in a federal lawsuit. You are supervising the nerve center of federally directed censorship. Here's another email, August 20th, 2021. Facebook writes again to HHS and highlights that Facebook is increasing the strength of our demotions for COVID and vaccine-related content. April 16th, 2021, Rob Flaherty at the White House circulates a Zoom meeting invitation to Twitter employees stating White House staff will be briefed by Twitter on vaccine misinformation. We have example after example of this administration coordinated, apparently, according to a federal court, by your agency, pressuring, coercing social media companies to engage in censorship. Is that constitutional?
That is unequivocally false.
Is what the email
shows. Let's stop it right there. Now, remember something. The tech companies were not protesting. You know, and if they were, it was fake. It was the old Ophelia Duff protest too much. They were not upset with having to do this bidding by the government. This is the other point here that I think is really important to note. And if you tie this in with what I started the show with today, which is how the left is furious about Elon Musk reinstating former President Trump, it's actually that the left is furious that Elon Musk is running Twitter now, because Twitter is not going to play this game. And to the left, they think that you should be silenced if you are spreading, quote unquote, vaccine disinformation. If you are pushing out the idea that the virus came from a lab in Wuhan, not a wet market, you should be silenced. The content should be taken down. If you dare to offer the idea that maybe climate change is coming from, I don't know, the sun versus fossil fuels, you should be silenced. It should be taken down. Even though there's a story the Biden administration is now planning to attack the sun to try to deal with climate change, which I'll get into at some point as well. The tech companies were all in on this because they believe in the ideals of the left, because they are the left. And now that Elon's in charge, he's not going to play this game anymore. That's the real reason they're furious at him, because the left thinks that the government should be in the business of censoring speech and monitoring speech and acting like the truth police. They do believe that, because they believe that what's spread by you and by me is misinformation. And you're damn right they want the government to go out there and take it down. You're damn right they want the government to go out there and say it's disinformation. They want that government power. The left is not out there protesting this. The left is defending it and encouraging it, because the left believes that they are right and you are wrong. And if you say a three-year-old should not be ever considered to be transgender, well, that's hate speech that should be taken down. If you go out there and say maybe kids should never get the COVID vaccine because of myocarditis, well, that take it down. It's misinformation. If you say this virus did not come from a medium-rare bat burger, that's disinformation. Take it down. That's what the left wants, because they want to be the arbiters of truth, period.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.